My name is Emma Martin, and this is the Lazy Keto Mum Podcast. If you are looking for help with keto and low carb, you have come to the right place. Well, hello, Bobby. How are you today?
I'm very well, very well.
So, guys, I've got a special guest with me. Bobby and I have known each other for a couple of years now, and she watched my journey skeptically, jumped on board with the magic potions, tried all sorts of other things. I'll let her tell you about that. And I thought I'd love to just have a chat to Bobby because she's seeing some really exciting results. And I've always said that this lifestyle, well, firstly, it needs to be a lifestyle, but it needs to be just little tiny pivot. So we'll talk to her about that today, get some tips from her because she's quite excited and I'm excited for her. So question for you, I want to start with what you've seen happen so far and the improvements before we go to where you were.
My number one thing is appetite control. With the fasting, we've been able to do the fasting quite easily for some reason. It just happened and I can do it. And, you know, to 12 o'clock now, I'm pushing it out to 12. And the amount of food that I need to eat now is dramatically less. Like, I can't believe I still take too much to work and think I'm going to eat it, think I'm going to starve if I don't. But I come home with three quarters of it, you know. So that's a big thing for us. Or for me.
So appetite and the amount of food. What was it like that for you at the start, or did it take a little while for it to adjust?
I would say it happened relatively quickly. Like once I introduced the fasting and extended it, so probably within a week.
That's pretty good. Rare.
But I was also fasting till about 10 o'clock before that as well. But yeah, now I can stretch it out to 12, 12:30. So
right. Yeah. So you've just pushed that out a couple of hours. It makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does. But it's a mind thing as well. We've got to get away from, we have to eat breakfast, morning tea, lunch, afternoon tea, dessert, dinner, whatever. It is a big mind thing. That's why I keep taking all this food to work, because that's what I'm used to doing for the last lots of years. So
yeah. And for 40 years we've been told to eat regularly and then have snacks and eat everything on our plate. So it's a big mindset thing, isn't it?
It is.
So you've been on my course now for 4 weeks?
4 or 5 weeks, yeah.
What have you seen change and improve?
I think the mindset that I'm not going to die if I don't eat. You know, I'm not going to, oh my gosh, and I don't get the shakes or I don't get that starving feeling. That's a big change. So yeah, I feel fine. I just get a rumble now and I'll have something to eat. And I only eat a little bit. I don't have to have a big meal, tiny little bit, and I'm fine. I can keep going. I would say I can feel my body shape already changing. Like just a little tiny bit. I can feel my work pants. That's that little bit looser. So that would be the biggest things I think that I can say that I've changed. Or I can feel that I've changed. It's good. Like it's actually, you know, you're eating this fat and you're eating all this meat and you're eating this and stuff that we've all been told not to eat and we're eating it and it's doing us good. So
crazy, huh?
It is.
Crazy. And so opposite to what we've been taught. Yet freeing.
It is, and it's delicious, like the things that you eat and you know that you're doing well, you know, and it's good for you. It's good for your head, brains. It's good for your body and your bones and everything else. Oh, the other thing I've noticed is I don't feel so creaky or sore. I can twist. I can, you know, bend over more and things like that, and it doesn't have that pain.
Wow. And actually, if you think about it biologically or ancestrally, we weren't designed to be creaky and sore and, you know, because we couldn't catch our prey if we were slow and sore. So now exactly. You'll be able to catch your prey, you'll be fine. If only it wasn't in punnets in supermarkets. You know, you're right. And I think, you know, we start this for the fat loss, but actually it's all the other benefits that come with it and you're feeling better and that freedom from cravings and that urgent hunger, which some people don't see it in a week. Some people it can take a couple of months, but it depends on what's going on inside. What led you to this? What did you try before you tried keto?
Oh, gosh. The latest thing I did was the CSIRO wellbeing diet, that's still the old school pyramid. I've done light and easy. I've done Herbalife shakes. That was crazy. I hated that. You know, thought it was going to do us well, good, but yeah, that was nasty. But it was all about restriction. It was all about, you know, all that sort of thing. You couldn't have even a healthier piece of chocolate or cake or dessert or whatever, you know, and you were very restricted on lots of things like that. So it was all about counting calories, counting numbers and counting this and counting that. Yeah.
We don't like that. We don't like it at all.
Nope, nope, nope.
But that's what we've been taught. Eat less and move more. And it's so freaking wrong. And you've probably heard me speak about my housemate who's gone, the personal trainer, who is telling people just to cut their calories and work out more. And I'm like, dude, you're making them sick. But he doesn't live here anymore for obvious reasons. But, you know, well, it wasn't actually that. But this would have been freeing to realize that.
Absolutely.
So that's obviously the thing to the appetite. What were you feeling before you started this?
Super drained and tired. My main thing is I recently went for, which I don't normally go to the GP, but I can't remember even why I went, but she did a big blood test and a couple of things came back and I just felt bad all the time. And because I don't take any medications, and I went, and she was going, oh, well, you might have to start taking this or that or cholesterol or blood pressure and blah. So I went, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. And I'm a big against that anyway. And I had to do it. So, you know, I've got a couple of things next. I've got my daughter's wedding and we're going overseas next year. And I just wanted to lose some weight. And it clicked with us. It clicked with me. And I just got my headset. So that's the why I don't want to go on. It's preventing going on the medications.
Nice. That was my those thing. Are great goals.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, and they're not so far away now. So, got to keep going.
And yeah, don't, that's the thing. Like, this then becomes a lifestyle and it gets easier and easier. And you become more and more metabolically flexible. Obviously, the doctor wanting to put you on medications, that was a catalyst for you. And you'd been watching me for a while. What was it that actually you went, okay, well, here's my next thing?
I guess that I kept seeing you talking about it and seeing people having great results. And as you say, you're not dead yet. And I enjoyed when I kind of did it last time, I thought about it too much and it was too hard. Like it was constantly thinking about it. But now I don't know, I feel it's just easy. It's just, I'm not, you know, making too much out of it. I just grab little bits and pieces for lunches and it is what it is, what's there, whatever I can grab that I know. And if you stock your fridge and your pantry with the right stuff, that's easy. You grab your stuff, put it in a bag and you're gone. Or, you know, even going car hunting on the weekend, I took a little esky with umpteen bottles of water and a little snack because I knew that we wouldn't get away for food for lunch. So I made sure I had a little something and we were right. So there is a little bit planning and pre-ahead, but if you keep it in there and keep it going, I'm finding now it's just super easy. And you don't have to make a huge fancy dinner every night. You have a couple of veggies and a piece of meat, obviously cooked with a bit of oil or whatever you're doing with the fats. It's just as simple as that. What do you say? Your piece of protein, your above the ground veggies and your fat. So
I've got a protege in the making here.
I know. I spread your sayings all the time. So,
and I probably stole them from somebody else and memorized them. I think that you're right. It's about the simplicity and it's about not overthinking it, you know, because you Google keto and firstly, you're going to die. Secondly, it's like people are slamming this stuff at you and then you've got all of the conflicting things saying, oh, no, don't do it, it's going to kill you. But I think people just don't understand that keto is, I mean, short for ketosis, burning your own fat. They don't understand that it is simple. Like you're saying, pick a protein, steak, add a healthy fat, cook it in butter, above the ground veg. And it truly is that simple. And I think if you follow that for every meal, then you've just got the easiest meal plan ever and you don't need meal plans.
That's right. Yeah, I haven't done any where I'm a bit of an organized, but I used to have lists and my lunch menu, our food menus and all that written out. And now I don't. We can just have it. I know if there's a piece of meat there, we've got veggies always there and you just cook it, you know, whether it's fast or slow, whichever way, you know, when we get home. And yeah, so I think that's the big thing for me is that the simplicity that I'm doing with it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're creatures of overthinking, aren't we? Our brains are always thinking. I heard somewhere the other day that we get in something like a million bits of information per 2 seconds or something. We can process 60 or 70 of them, and the rest we just make judgment calls as they come in based on our previous experiences in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, whoa, let me think about that.
Some days I can feel that.
Oh, it's so true, isn't it? Hey, have you experienced clearer thinking on this?
I think I have. You know, I've got issues going on with my mum's health and things like that, and I was just thinking the previous 6 months it wasn't as smooth sailing, but this last couple of months, you know, I think we've handled it a lot better. Like, you know, I just feel that bit calmer with it. I think I would say that. I was actually thinking about that the other day, and yeah, and you know, at work I've got to do this, and I know I've got a million one things with my daughter's wedding and everything else that goes along with it, you know, and I think, oh, okay, I can deal with that now.
It's so true, isn't it? I remember thinking, wow, I'm actually really calm. And a side benefit, you know, we started to lose fat, but then I'm kinder to my daughter and I don't lose it as quickly. And so, yeah, I absolutely hear what you're saying. But you said about your lunchbox and the little esky you packed. What do you put in there for lunch? What do you take with you?
Just a simple thing of cucumber, cherry tomatoes, maybe spinach, some cheese and olives and a piece of meat, whatever, you know, ham or whatever I have here, or tuna if I don't have anything cooked, as simple as that. And sometimes, because I love my berries, so I love either raspberries or blueberries, and I take some cream. That's a, I love that as an after-lunch thing or mid-afternoon. And then I still don't even eat all that. I just come. My broken bits are not repaired, I think. The hunger, Gretlin, I can't remember that name.
Ghrelin,
that's the one.
You were close.
Yeah, I can actually feel, and I, not that I feel full, as in stuffed full, I just, okay, that's enough. I can't do anymore. I don't want to eat anymore. And I don't, and I leave food on the plate now and I pack it away for lunch the next day or, you know, whatever happens. So, yeah.
Is there a bit of you that's like, oh, my God, who am I?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's like, I can't believe it. I can't believe that it actually happened or is happening.
And really, so what have you done? You've upped your healthy fats. What else have you done?
Probably up the protein a bit more. Drink probably 2 litres at work plus 2 600s of the ketones. I do take the exogenous ketones. I only do that once a day in the mornings, and electrolytes. And that's, yeah, that's basically all I do. Like, it's just really simple.
Those ketones, the Prove It ketones, are seriously the best freaking hack in the whole world ever.
Yeah. Like, oh, absolutely. I was thinking, do I really need them? And then I went, I think I do. Like, that's our thing in the morning. You know, I get to work at 7 o'clock and I start drinking over an hour. And that's it. And then I just have water or mineral water or whatever, or soda water, until 12, 12:30. And then I have my lunch and then that's it. I'm fine for that. Where I used to have, gosh, breakfast and morning tea and lunch and then afternoon tea. And
yep. And I think because we, you know, we are on those roller coasters of sugar, what do you think has been your biggest takeaway from what you've learned from this course so far?
Gosh, that sugar is the devil. Sugar, like it's so bad. Like it's responsible for so much sickness and illness and issues with people's health. And it's not just sugar itself. It's the stuff that makes the sugar, the carbs, the pastas and rices and breads and things like that. Like that's pretty cool to learn that it instantly turns into a sugar, which is stores your fat, spikes your insulin, isn't it, and stores your fat. So that, to me, I love that. Like I love learning that and that simplicity. That's as simple as what it is, you know, as such. And you can't believe how much you eat until you don't eat it. So
that's so nasty. True. If I could say to people, okay, this is what I want you to take away, what you said is what I want you to take away. Like sugar, it's in everything and it sends us on this health spiral and it's legal and it's $1 a kilo. And it's all about, like you identified, it's about the blood sugar, and you identified it before, it's about the hunger and the satiety hormones, satiety meaning fullness. And I think, yeah, if I could wish anybody takes anything away from that 6 weeks, that would be what I would say about insulin and blood sugar and response. What is it that surprised you? Like, what else did you learn that you were like, oh, wow?
Well, something that keeps sticking in my mind, read those flipping labels. Like, I read, I think it was HP sauce. There was 4 different types of sugars in a sauce, in a barbecue sauce or whatever it is, you know, and that's just one thing that I've looked at. And I bought some the sugar-free ones and there's none in there, but it tastes the same as tomato sauce or barbecue sauce, you know, the mingle ones and things like that. And your high sugar vegetables, your peas and your corn and things that we think, okay, everyone loves them because they're sweet. And now you know why, because they're high in sugar. You know, I'm not a potato lover. I'd never liked potatoes, so they don't bother me. But, you know, peas and corn, I used to love a cob of corn, but yeah, I just don't have it now and I'm fine with that because I know that it's not good.
You're but such a good student.
I'm not even missing anything. Even when you go out for breakfast or whatever, I love a good sourdough, like a chew eater. I don't even miss it now as much as I used to love that. I don't. And I just have my whatever I'm eating with, that's as good as what I can buy when you're out for breakfast or lunch or whatever you're out for. And yeah.
Hearing that actually makes me tear up because I remember that feeling 4 years ago going, wow, actually, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm not a food slave.
Yeah.
And I can hear that in you.
It is. It's quite amazing. I'm actually really stoked about it, and so much so that my husband's joined in as well. And so he's doing really well. And it's just crazy, just a crazy how much it's helped us, like how much it's just listening to other people, listening to what you're saying and putting it into layman's terms that we can understand. You know what I mean? Like, that's the biggest thing. That's great, you know. And I love information, so, you know, I'm not scared of information, but being able to listen to it in a way that it can sink in and I can sprout things off because it's sticking in me. So yeah,
I think that's maybe my superpower, is to translate chunky information into analogies maybe that people can actually understand.
Yeah.
And I think it's taken me a long time to work that out, but I'm glad you say that, because I think somebody must have done that for me too and gone, okay, well, this is what's happening. Maybe Joe and Christy, I don't know. But that kind of leads me, like, what's Richard saying? He's been on this for a week?
A week. Yeah.
What's he saying?
Again, it's the lack of hunger, like just right up to, well, last Sunday was his, as in the Sunday before, he was, you know, having breakfast and then, you know, lunch and pretty big meals. But now he'll have, we didn't even have dinner last night. Like, we just had the lunch at 12:30 or whatever. And it's like, seriously, man, like, what's wrong? And that's what he's noticing, is, yeah, is the lack of food or lack of hunger all the time, which is really, because he drives all the time, so he doesn't have time to stop. So when he stops, you know, he'll shovel it in, but he doesn't need to do that now, so he can keep going.
Freedom.
Yes.
Freedom. Definitely. That's what I hear. There'll be people hearing this that actually go, oh, that's not healthy to not eat. But in reality, we have months and months worth of stored food on our tummies that, yep, you guys are accessing, and your body's eating that.
And that's what we keep saying. The longer we go, think of it, it's now we're into the, you know, it's actually eating our own fat. So that kind of makes you keep going because you know what's doing good, you know?
Yeah. See, I heard this somewhere the other day. I can't take credit for this, but I'm watching your face get skinnier. So I've watched, really? Your face shape change. Can you see it?
I think I can, actually. I think just here, like this part.
Yep. So we lose this kind of bit. And did you know that your visceral fat shrinkage is in direct proportion to your face shrinkage?
Oh, okay.
That's so cool. I was like, yes. So that's kind of cool. So well done. So if your pants aren't moving all that much, just watch your face and you'll see what's happening on the inside that you can't see.
Ah, okay.
So that's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, that is cool.
So I've got one more question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to the most?
I think it would be being able to go into a shop and just buy something that's not in a big girl shop, or being able to go on holiday and go for a swim without being super duper covered up. You know what I mean? You know, white girl, I still have to be covered up, but you know what I mean? That's just being more comfortable, I think, in my skin. Yeah, and just having that bit more confidence to wear the things that have been stored in my cupboard for a long time and that sort of thing. I think, you know, buying normal size clothing.
Absolutely. How will you feel about you when that happens?
I think a sense of accomplishment and taking control of my health before it gets to the other side. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I think taking control and being able to say, look, I don't have to take medications for, I don't know, whatever, this and this, because, you know, I'm doing it the healthy way and I don't need that. So, and I don't need to visit the doctor every month or whatever goes along with that.
That's wonderful. You feel like this is sustainable for you, keto and low carb?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the way that it's made me feel quite quickly with the sluggishness, how it's not making me feel with that. So, I mean, I'm still tired. I still, for whatever, my sleep is not very good, but within myself, I feel better. So, yeah.
And I think that sleep will get better and better as your body gets used to it. And remember, it's got a new energy. So you've identified that you feel better. And I think just feeling better and having more energy, even though, you know, you're still a work in progress, that I think makes it sustainable. And you eat something like, I don't know, some naan bread or whatever, you're like, actually, you know what? I don't feel great. And I think that alone teaches you how you felt before. And all of a sudden there's this light at the end of the tunnel. You're like, oh, wait, I get this. Is that how it feels for you?
Absolutely. The light bulb moment as such has really clicked this time. And, yeah, it helps that I've got, you know, some things to work towards that I've got coming up, but, you know, not that I'm going to finish then and then that's it, but, you know, I've got these goals and I want to keep going and I'm happy. We're loving it. It's not strict. It's not restrictive. It's not, oh, I can't do this because, you know, I'm on this or anything like that. So, yeah, so that's what I'm liking.
Oh, yeah. So proud of you. Well done. And lastly, I'll keep thinking of more questions. What are your three top tips for anybody thinking about trying keto and low carb or jumping on my course? What would you say to them?
Number one, don't overthink it. Just get the basics, your protein, your fat and your veggie above ground. Don't overthink it. That's the biggest thing. Gosh, I think that I don't really know what other...
So that's one, two and three.
I think so, pretty well, yeah. Don't overthink it, that's it.
That'll do, don't overthink it. We should call that. We call the podcast Don't Overthink It.
There you go.
Oh, that's great. Hey, thank you so very much for your time. I know you're a busy lady and I really appreciate you taking the time out to talk to me. I think you'll inspire so many people.
I hope so.